I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have a question from Anna, age 17. She asks, I don't want to go to uni and my parents won't hear anything about it. How can I get them to understand? Anna, I have come across this, and it's a tricky question to answer for multiple reasons. First of all, let's just state a fact. Many people are successful without going to university. But if your parents have their hearts set on you going to university, Anna, and you don't want to go, you will have your work cut out. If you want to change someone's mind about something, it is always essential to understand the other person. Anna, why do your parents want this for you? Have you asked them? Have you listened to them and interviewed them in detail? I'm serious. Sit down and ask them questions about their time at university and why they think university is important. Follow up on their answers with curiosity and at the same time let them know that you might be looking into other paths. Only after you have done this should you start to build your case. Just so you know, Anna, learning to build a case and argue with grace and poise is an excellent skill to have for whatever career path you choose. So let's talk about how to do this. First, you need to have a clear idea of what you want. Mumbling, I don't like school, and I'm not going to university, is not going to convince any parent. You need to have your opinions grounded on something your parents can grasp, and you need to understand why they want this so that you can argue that you will get what you need professionally elsewhere. Next, research who has done this in your desired field. What was their path? What did they do to get to this goal? Maybe get a summer job or an internship in your chosen field to show your parents your motivation and how serious you are. This kind of engagement will make it harder for them to reject. When you are sure and ready, sit down with them. I think these conversations are best at mealtime or even in a restaurant. You know your parents, so plan it well. If they don't accept or take it well, give them time to think about it. You have taken time to prepare, and now give them time to digest your plans. Be open-minded and prepared for them to circle back as well. Oh, they will. Trust me on this. They might have ideas on how to help. They might want to compromise with you or even shock you by being very supportive, but with conditions you don't like. Remember two things. Your parents only want security and good for you and are trying to make sure you keep all doors open. It comes from a good place, Anna. Number two, you might change your mind about what you want once you have some experience. So be open-minded in this conversation. To all you parents and grandparents out there listening, COVID has been hard on our teens and they might need to experience something different after 2 years of COVID craziness. You should play devil's advocate and put stipulations into place, but don't dash their dreams. Let them experience life and be there to support them when they realize how exhausting a workday is, that they don't know how to do laundry or even how to cook. There will be the realization, wait, I don't know everything. They might even come back to you and say that they do want to study, but it will be their choice, and you will have supported them in this journey. Oh, and trust me, they will call you. Good luck, Anna. I hope you make your dream whatever it is and make sure you are on good terms with your parents because you will have some practical questions and they are only trying to help you. If you'd like to find out what other kids and teens are asking and hear my answers, visit worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. I'm Allison Ox.